You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Morena whānau, you're on BFM Breakfast. We've got Pony Baby in the studio. They have a brand new album out today and they've got some very exciting shows coming your way soon. So stick around, we're going to have a chat after this.
Let's be honest, that it hurts sometimes. I've felt anger, but not in a while. Well, the sadness hangs around.
Well, he's running and he's hiding from the water and the grief. You could ask him about.
Baby, I think I'm falling in love. We have, as I feel like I always have to introduce you, we have the pony and the baby, depending on the mood. Who's who in the studio?
Oh, Jasmine. Arahi's the baby.
Jasmine, Mary and Arahi. Kia ora koutoua, how are you both this morning?
Kia ora.
Great.
I'm a little upset, I just looked at my messages and actually from arriving, hey Arahi, where are you? You there? Yeah, you good? And just nothing.
I'm right here.
So, now. We're here. We're all here.
Anyway,
we're
talking, that's not what we're here to talk about.
We're here to talk about Pony Baby, brand new album out today. Although we did just spend the duration of your single there chatting about Susie Cato and how absolutely iconic she is, because you're sharing a stage with her tomorrow. Very exciting.
Well, yeah, very exciting.
That's very cool. Not at the same time. That would be a great crossover, though. We could make that happen, surely. Future Festival, which is this lovely free bike path festival that is happening tomorrow, kind of between Unitech and the back of Mount Albert Pack and Save, that stretch of bike path. There's an official name for that park, but I feel like that's the easiest way to locate it on the map. And you guys have just released this record. How are you feeling about having it out in the world?
Great.
Yeah. Nice.
You just reminded me that it is. It's just happened.
It has just happened.
So maybe I don't even have a feeling yet. No, it's nice. It felt really easy, didn't it? Just happened.
Well, I don't know how it happened, but
just the magic of music making.
No, it's great. It's great to have a solid body of work for this project. It's cool.
Absolutely. It also feels like something when we've talked to you guys about what Pony Baby is and how it's kind of come together, it has had this like lovely serendipity about it where you became fast friends, flatmates, the music just sort of flowed quite simply, and now you're getting to actually like take it out to audiences. There's always that sort of joyful part of a release cycle. What is a Pony Baby gig going to entail for anyone who's sort of wondering what the vibe might be?
Oh, I think it'll entail some heart-wrenching ballads and some toe-tapping fun, would you say?
Oh, it's a good balance. Yeah. Well, it's pretty accurate.
Nice. Jasmine, you've just been on the most insane Euro trip, doing a bit of writing and residency stuff. What was that experience like for you?
It was great, but I missed out of here.
He's like, I didn't, no. Let's just carry on.
It was really hard.
Were you writing for Jasmine Mary? Were you just like getting into the headspace of it?
I wasn't writing music, I was writing.
You were writing.
Yeah.
Oh. Were you writing with direction, or were you just using it as a space to like see what ideas were coming up?
Yeah, and doing other things as well. That's painted really 100 cool. lavenders, you know, things like that.
Beautiful.
What?
Painted 100 lavenders.
With what medium? Watercolors or?
Yeah, watercolors.
Oh, that's so nice.
Is it true? Yes, it's true. Why would I make that? What a strange lie that would be to tell. I'll show you later.
Right.
Okay. Got the photos on my phone. Cool. How are you feeling after, when you get like space, I guess, to go and have a bit of like actual dedicated creative time, what is that experience like for you? Because I feel like it can be a wee bit freaky sometimes knowing you've got, you know, 5 weeks mapped out for being thoughtful and creative.
Yeah, the whole time wasn't creative, and I played some shows and stuff. I think, like most musicians, playing music or making art is the bit you want to do, and it's really, really easy to get consumed with, like, emails and bullshit like that. That's not. So it was just really nice to actually be in a space where my laptop actually broke the day I got there.
Beautiful.
Yeah, which was awful, but in a way it was kind of like, well, you just actually have to be here now and do this thing. So that was nice. And then also trying to finalize this album while over there and having to let go of a lot of control and
just
let
Adi
make those choices was a good learning for me, I think.
You're looking slightly askance.
I'm gripping the table.
Quite literally. Yeah. Adi, how did you kind of approach, I guess, pulling this together, especially, you know, with this distance between Pony Baby at the time of kind of tidying everything up?
Well, I think, like, the whole process from the beginning has been pretty easy flowing, I guess, and it sort of continued to be. Well, I guess there was a few long WhatsApp messages, but other than that...
A few time difference things.
Yeah.
When you guys recorded this, it was just in your flat, eh? Is that right?
Yeah, at our house. We had a studio in one of the rooms. We did two at Sublime Studios when we were on the Jasmine Mary tour, actually, but then the rest of it. So it was quite... like intensive, because it was we blocked out 5 days and we're like, let's actually commit to that even though it's at home and not do other things.
Yes.
And so it was really like waking up and going into the next room and then recording until the end of the day and then being like, right, now we're done, bye.
Yeah, sometimes you need that discipline to make sure it happens.
Yeah.
Especially when you are recording at home, because it's quite easy to just drift off and accidentally be doing something else in the kitchen or whatever. Making yourself do it is like quite a good practice.
Yeah,
perhaps.
It's quite cool though, having it be... like, I would love to in the future collaborate with other people, but there was something nice about it just being us two doing the engineering and the recording and the playing and all of that. That was quite nice.
Yeah, it means you don't have to sort of explain it to a third person. You already both know what you're trying to work it out. Yeah. Totally. Yeah. I think it's a beautiful record. You guys should be stoked with it. And I think it's going to be one that really is well served by seeing it live. Both of you, fantastic live performers. So. Arahi playing an Arahi show tonight. Where's that happening at?
It's at Move Space tonight with Cloudy.
Nice. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Very cool.
7:30 or something.
Yeah. Lovely. And then tomorrow, of course, Pony Baby gig as part of Future Festival. What time are you guys playing?
4:00 we are.
Lovely.
Yeah, on that stage.
on the stage. Just go down the bike path and you'll find everyone.
And then Julia Deans is after us. That's fun. Love to see her do that.
Yeah, that's going to be awesome.
Yeah. And then we got a tour, next week?
Kicking off real soon. So where are you heading on the Pony Baby tour?
Too soon. Where are we going, Arahi?
We're going to Wellington first.
Nice.
On the 8th.
Lovely.
We're going to Hawke's Bay on the 9th.
Home, out of his home ground.
Meme.
I'm worried.
Gonna
I'm
have
nervous.
The whole, I'm gonna meet the whole his fams mum. Come and show up. Yeah, nice.
Great.
Yes. And then what do we do?
Bunch of south ones there. There's one Littleton and
then we head
Muscle.
South. Yep.
Muscle Inn and
lovely.
The Pigeon Bay community centre, which would be cool, which is like
apparently that's really fun. I've heard other people play that little folk shows there. It's a good vibe. Yeah.
Pony Baby in the Pigeon Bay.
Pony Baby and the Pigeon Bay, next album names, coming out already. And then you're going to make your way back up here on Friday the 8th of March. You'll be at Neck of the Woods.
The final show's at the Greylin RSC.
I'm looking at the wrong thing.
It's okay.
Lovely.
Yeah.
It's actually that's at Spark
what
Arena.
Like it's a
Spark Arena.
It's a Spark.
Pony Baby playing Spark Arena, supported by Queens of the Stone Age. It's coming to you very soon. The Greylin RSC, that is a beautiful little location
it's
for
weird,
a gig.
It's weird, I like it.
It's lovely. It's got
like
a disco ball upstairs as well. Very cool. Yeah.
That's where we'll be.
Under the disco ball. Well, where can people get tickets for the Greylin RSC show?
They can get tickets at Under the Radar. Our great friends at undertheradar.co.nz.
Yeah. Shout outs to Under the Radar. And I don't think you need a ticket for Future. I think you can just head along on your bike, on your scooter.
Or rollerblades.
Rollerblades.
Or skateboard.
Whatever gets you there. It is between Unitech and Mount Albert Pack and Save on that stretch of the bike path. Super great lineup. As we mentioned earlier, King Kapisi, Yokozuna, Anna Coddington, Julia Deans, Phoebe Rings, Susie Cato, and then the BFM Kids Show DJs, Lee and Finn, are going to be doing a bit of stuff there. Pony Baby, a whole bunch of others. It'll be a very fun time. Thank you, Pony Baby, for coming in and having a chat with us this morning. We're going to play Steady Like a Train from your brand new, out today, self-titled album.
Thanks for having us.
Cool.
Turning further away from me, and I've lost the love that I held so tenderly. But I'll keep on rambling where this wind will blow, and these words I'll remember every. Steady like a train, I'm sharp like a razor. Lonely had love with a whiskey and a chaser. My old man said to know where you're at. You need a $2 pistol and a place to lay your hat. $2 pistol and a place to lay your hat.
like a train, I'm sharp like a razor. I've only had love with a whiskey and a chaser. My old man said to know where you're at, you need a $2 pistol and a place to lay your hat.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.